In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're starting to read Thessalonians now in the daily readings for liturgy. And sometimes St. Paul's epistles, or any epistles, have a lot of theological teaching. Sometimes they're really reminders for us of what we're not. Because St. Paul is known for saying to his flock the things that he is doing for them, that he is praying for them. And I, as a pastor, every time I read what he says, I feel convicted because I don't think I'm doing the things that he says he was doing. And I think sometimes the scripture is simple. It is just reminding us of who we are not. As I've always told you, you should read the scripture to be personal, not to tell you what car to buy or some life decision, but it is about you. It's about what's right with you, what's wrong with you, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. It's about the kind of person you are, the kind of person you aren't. It's about what your need is. It's things to break down your pride. It's things to remind you of your sins. It's things for you to model after, or to model to not do, good and bad examples. And so just two examples from today, or tomorrow's reading, and also Monday's reading. So he gives a salutation as he's known to do. And then he says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in your prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and the sight of God our Father." And he goes on and says some deeply theological things. But when I read that, I think, I don't do that. I should do that. Try to do that. Have you ever had the experience of someone asking you to pray for them? And maybe it's a week, 2 weeks later, and they come back to you and say, "Thank you for your prayers. This worked. The sickness was abated, or something that I really needed happened, or whatever." And you're too embarrassed to tell them, "I never uttered a word before God for you, because I completely forgot." Ever happened to you? This happened to me. Fortunately, it happens less often now, but it's really shameful that it happens to us at all. St. Paul says he, without ceasing, gave thanks for them and remembered without ceasing their work of faith. This is what we should strive for. We should strive to not have those times when someone comes to you after a month and says, "Thank you for your prayers," and you don't even remember what they asked you to pray for, much less that you wrote down their name and prayed for them. We have advantages now that St. Paul did not have, right? We have computers to write things down. We can have them on our laptop, on our phone. We can have them in our pocket printed out. It's even easier to use just a piece of paper that you can buy at Walmart, a little fat book that he didn't have access to either. He remembered them because of his zeal. Well, we all have enough zeal. Because even when we write them down, sometimes we don't pray. So we have to allow the scriptures to rebuke us. Allow them to tell us, "You're not measuring up." Nobody's saying to me, "Seraphim, you're not doing this." But when I read it, I realize I'm not. St. Paul has lots of stuff like that. How about this? I think this is Tuesday's reading. I just read you from Monday's reading. "And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy in the Holy Spirit." Followers of us? Like most fathers, I wish my children would be better than I am. So, followers of us. Another place he says, be imitators of me. That is a difficult thing. Because here I'm asking you to follow something I don't even follow well myself. You know, one of my definitions of the priesthood, a sinner helping other sinners not to sin. So when we read something like, "And you became followers of us," well, that should apply to all of us. Well, we're all different callings. Some are bishops and deacons and priests, and some are called to different kinds of ministries. But we're all called to be an example for people to follow, every single one of us. So when we read this, we should think, God forgive us. Because am I the example that I want people to follow? Maybe a little bit in some ways. I mean, you know, I'm no longer just a young kid anymore. Some things have gotten better, but an awful lot hasn't. So read the scriptures so that it talks to you. Read the scriptures, they're alive, aren't they? They cut to the marrow, so they should tell you what's right and what's wrong with you. And you should read such things with fear. And beg the Lord that you would be such that these things would be true about you, because they should be true. I mean, St. Paul is a saint, but we're all called to sanctity. How about this one? This one doesn't apply very well to me either. Perhaps it applies better to you. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any one of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. And they kept on. He keeps on saying some things. I'm thinking, wow, I have a long way till I get even close to even seeing where perfection is, much less attaining it. But we're called to that. So brothers and sisters, this is not to make us feel down in the mouth about this. This is not to make us feel like we'll never make it, we'll never make the grade. Not at all. None of the things that he says that I read here are open rebukes of us. But the Christian reads them as a rebuke. Not in a mentally ill kind of way, not in an erotic kind of way, but in a way of saying, I can be better. And God will help me to be better. See, I really believe that I'll get better. So I'm not afraid to say I'm not good now, because I know I'm getting better. I wish I was getting better faster. But I know that God is helping me. Because he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of my Christ Jesus, says Paul. So, let's read the scriptures with an idea that they're teaching us something. And to me, the Thessalonian scriptures this week have been teaching me how far I am from perfection and the model of the kind of pastor I should be. Let's not even start with pastor. The kind of person I should be. The kind of Christian I should be. Because you can't be a good pastor unless you're a good Christian. That's number one. So, may God help us to emulate St. Paul, to be imitators of him, and to truly live up to his words, because they apply to us too. May God bless you and help you.